Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It seemed like you and Russ weren't on the same page in that interception against the Chiefs. How does that happen, and what do you guys do to address it?
You said me and Russ wasn't on the same page?
Yeah, well, that's what he said.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Or is that what you said?
That's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you just address that?
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
That exchange has gone viral. And Alan Saunders has been community noted by Twitter for what went on there. Mark, you were under the weather, so you didn't see that happen live. You weren't making your goofy faces next to George Pickens when it happened.
They usually bring in George at a time where somebody else of note's talking, so he can slide in and out. So I assume that's what happened there. I'm not 100% sure. I would imagine Minka talked at the same time. So you have to pick or choose. I probably would not choose George because he's not really talkative. I mean, the whole thing about that is, of course, I'm going to ask. It wasn't a bad question. Only reason why there's any sort of viral reaction to it is because of the response of the walk away. All he had to do was one of his things he's done the past 4 months and say, I don't know, man. And that's it. And nothing would have been said about it.
I tend to agree with that. I mean, it would not give us...
Saunders asked a completely fair question, and my annoyance comes from the fact that you've got all these jock sniffers in the mentions on Twitter telling him...
Wow, the jock sniffers.
That he's the guy in the wrong here.
But how many of those people are real? Look at the names.
No, trust me. Like, I shouldn't be giving this the time of day, but like, yeah, Pickensburg, yeah. Pickens, all these like Pickens-themed accounts. It's like... The player was asked a completely fair question, and I guess I've seen people say, the athletes have ways to reach us now with their podcasts. Yes, there are plenty of people who don't just want to hear pablum from these guys, which is what they want you to hear. They're just shoveling garbage your way and hoping you'll lap it up.
I'll give you a prime example. One thing I did see was, Coach Tomlin already addressed this and said it wasn't George's fault. Yeah, because Mike always tells the truth.
Well, also, when they say Coach Tomlin, does he coach you? What position do you play?
What I'm saying is you have an MVP quarterback that came out, Ben Roethlisberger, saying, yeah, George needed to run a better route. You had, at the time, Nate Burleson saying, yeah, I think George messed up, who was a pretty good receiver at the time.
Well,
Warner, who won MVPs and is in the Hall of Fame, said the same thing.
Yeah, the real story here is that Allen didn't play in the NFL and wasn't a beloved Steeler or a Hall of Famer.
So here is what I'm guessing this came from. I don't know who this came from yet. We'll get Mark's take on it. So, Chris, you've done this before. When you're in there to do the sports call on Thursday, the lead-in Thursday night is a Dulac report on the Steelers. There's a vignette that gets done where Dulac is at the practice facility, and he's doing a stand-up for Channel 2. So the stand-up last night was about this Pickens thing. So this is a 60-second recap of what happened, and then I'll ask Mark to comment and maybe get to the bottom of where he thinks this is coming from.
George Pickens gets a lot of criticism, and most of it is well-deserved, but the criticism that he is getting for being responsible for that interception on to Pat Freiermuth in the end zone against the Chiefs on Christmas Day is kind of unfounded. And the reason why is because that pass wasn't even supposed to go in Pat Freiermuth's direction. The play actually was set up for Connor Hayward, who lined in the slot on the right side. And if you watch the replay, he's kind of open along the sideline. Yeah, the second read on that play was a check down to Jaylen Warren, who was lined up on the right side as well and just kind of was hanging out in the right flat. That pass actually wasn't supposed to go to Pat Freiermuth. And George Pickens, who was wide left, he had a cornerback on him anyhow, but that he was not responsible. He broke off his route, it looks like, but he wasn't responsible for that interception. Mike Tomlin said that, and I talked to several players, and they said the same thing. That play was supposed to go to the other side of the field. So to blame George Pickens for that interception was unfounded. Like I said, Rich, he gets a lot of criticism, a lot of it well-deserved, but in this instance, he doesn't deserve it.
All right, Mark, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, the thing with George is he's brought some of this criticism on himself, like Jerry said. It's not like this would have been the first time something like this happened. So when something like this happens, you all of a sudden, okay, George, look at this. However, George should have ran that ball. But if I'm just purely speculating off of what Jerry said, I haven't talked to Jerry, I don't know. Jerry does do a show with Pat Freiermuth. So I'm assuming that
that's a good
there
guess.
Was some sort of conversation with that and some other guys in
so
the
what,
locker.
So what makes that a little bit unusual for me?
Just totally assume.
What makes that a little unusual for me is Arthur Smith did not absolve Pickens and headed in the direction kind of vaguely of, yeah, I wish like the routes would have been. The,
well, you want to hear it?
This yeah, I want to hear what Smith he actually said to get the actual words.
What were the route concepts supposed to be? How was that play supposed to be?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the question. I'm sure it asked a bunch, but not that. You know, and that's a, you know, lesson learned and you move on.
Not that lesson learned.
And it was specifically what were the route concepts?
Yes.
Well, that, I mean, not like where was the ball intended to go? What were the route concepts?
I mean, Arthur had to know that question was coming. And if he wanted to script a defense of George Pickens there, he could have easily done that, Mark.
Like I said before this, I 100% trust what Jerry's saying. That's the truth, what happened. But the visual of it, and I always thought, think about this too, because I don't obviously watch many of the games live because
you're there,
but how the color and play-by-play frame something goes a long way in how the narrative is set in, you know, the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Burleson said that, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, but still.
But at that point, like, then we can never evaluate any play because only the team actually knows how any given play is supposed to go.
What I'm saying is even if you see that a lot, though, with whatever they jump on is what all of a sudden the narrative is the next day of a lot of fans. Hey, this.
Well, the national media at writ large has not exactly been kind to Russell Wilson, so I think it would have been reasonable to assume Burleson might have said, Wilson can't throw that pass. Instead, he didn't do that.
Well, I guarantee, though.
Neither did Ben.
Regardless of where the ball should have been thrown or where it shouldn't have been thrown, George should have probably ran the route a little bit better than he did.
Mark, you said about a month ago with the morning guys that you can't just bring the guy back without a contract extension.
I don't know.
He would make the Steelers' life miserable. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
where are you leaning on what happens to him then? Vitapaldo said yesterday, gun to his head, he thinks he's not on the roster next year.
See, that's always, I mean, you better have a foolproof plan, man.
Yes, they had such a bang-up plan for wide receiver this past year.
That's what I'm saying.
So if you don't have a foolproof plan, you give him $30 million a year?
See, the only saving grace is to this is you have time now, right? You don't really have to extend George until August, right? So you can see how free agency plays out. You can see how the draft plays out. If you're able to get somebody in free agency, maybe make a trade in the draft. If you decide you don't want George, he's not part of your long-term future, then you go that route. But if he's going out, you better get somebody coming back who is somewhat talented.
Do you think you're starting all over again. Do you think if you asked them if they had their druthers and they could either have T. Higgins or George Pickens as their number one wide receiver next year, who do you think they'd pick?
Probably Pickens.
Really?
Yeah.
The way Tomlin talks about Higgins, though, makes me think he's a huge T. Higgins fan. He gave Joey Porter a free pass.
And it's just like the Queen situation where if a guy plays well against them, I feel like they elevate him and put him on a pedestal, and Higgins has done that.
Did he come in for one of those pre-draft visits? Did he have a dinner with him?
That's a good question, actually.
I have to look that up.
Probably because he was at Clemson and he loved going down there.
I mean, do you agree? I mean, if you're not going to have him here long-term, do you even take that chance of bringing him
back?
No, I trade him.
Don't you make the call or take
the call? I take it early.
I mean, I would. I mean, you don't. First of all, you don't want to lose him for nothing.
So. I told Chris yesterday I'd trade him for a top 40 pick if somebody offered me one.
Somebody probably would.
And then I'd go to the Jets and say, can we interest you in a second-round pick for a Garrett Wilson, who probably doesn't want to be there anymore?
Another thing I was thinking of, it has nothing to do with George, and somehow I do feel bad for him about this, but the guys that came before him set a bad precedent and just said George falling in line behind those guys.
Deontay.
All those guys just saying, well, here comes another one. I mean, is it really? We don't know.
Can we
assume that because the guys came before him. And I don't think that's fair.
Given that we've got this precedent of players who have been unhappy at that position, I think we can now officially, can we ditch the, they handle wide receivers so well and they identify the right ones so well.
Or draft them so well.
I'm just saying, like, A.J. Brown gets mad at Jalen Hurts once in a while, and then that almost was like a red herring. They came out and pasted the Steelers. Like, their wide receiver problems do, I follow the whole league, Mark. All three of us watch a lot of games and keep tabs on teams. I think their wide receiver issues are worse than anybody else's as far as this kind of drama. I do. I don't see it from another team to this extent or degree.
Yeah,
Boney, do you?
No.
I mean, what do you got? I mean,
A.J. Brown is like the one that I can even dream up. Like, the Bengals are pissed not because T. Higgins is a malcontent, because their owner's cheap and might not pay him.
You look back, and the one that probably took the bad worst rep was Martavis Bryant.
He just likes smoking pots.
I mean, you got, if you add him,
the worst rep was AB as far as reputation.
I mean, you got AB and Martavis and Chase Claypool.
I know, just can we stop with the idea that, like, wow, they've done such a great job getting the most out of these guys. We sure about that?
Mark, did you ever smoke pot?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I'm not.
I thought you were going to give us the
not one
I toked, but
life,
I didn't inhale.
Not one. Not at any point in your life you didn't try it.
You know
was it
what?
Clinton that
you,
said
you
that? I smoked,
yourself.
But I didn't inhale.
Probably the majority.
Was that Bill Clinton?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not inhale.
Is that not one of the? How did that even pass muster with like 5% of the population?
Well, didn't he say it depends what your definition of sex is?
No.
Too?
Yeah, I think it got to the point where he might have said it depends on what your definition of is.
But you think?
Never tried it?
No. I'm not a pot smoker.
My mom has always told me.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying no one ever said, hey, Mark.
Well, you know, I hung around a lot of people, and I probably have had especially now, a lot of secondhand buzzes going on. Is that what they call it? I don't even
secondhand know. High?
Yeah, secondhand high.
Second high. Especially driving in cars, it's red lights now.
I'm no Puritan at all about it, and I have smoked pot before, but like the preponderance of it now, man, it is annoying when you go out in public how hard you get hit with a whiff of it.
Dom, pot's still
often.
Popular at Syracuse? Still everywhere?
Yeah, too popular. I hate the smell of it. Hate it. Which is why I don't do it.
Oh.
There you go.
See, my mom, we always asked her, like, did you ever smoke pot in college? And she, like vehemently denied it. And my brother and I, to this day, don't believe her. Now, Pony's mom, we don't have to ask that question.
She's probably stoned right now.
I was just going to say, she's probably lighting one up right now.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.